The top stories. The warriors of Zimbabwe are expected to arrive in Yaoundé today ahead of tomorrow's D6 AFCON qualifier against the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon. The 2024-2025 football season in Cameroon will kick off in the coming days. Out of the country, men's number one tennis player, Jannik Sinner, is the first Italian to win an ATP finals title. Those were the top stories. Now the news in full. The head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brice, and his counterpart from the Warriors of Zimbabwe, Michael Nees, are expected to meet the press today as from 12:30 p.m. ahead of their D6 AFCON qualifier tomorrow at the Ahmadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. The match, which will kick off at 2 p.m, will determine the leader of Group J going into the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. Both Cameroon and Zimbabwe have already qualified. However, if the match ends in a draw or a win for the Lions, Cameroon will remain at the top of the group. A defeat, on the other hand, will see Zimbabwe take the top spot. For the first time in 20 years, four-time AFCON winners Ghana have failed to qualify for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. They will play Niger today in their final AFCON qualifier, one of the 96 fixtures scheduled for today. So far, 19 countries, including Cameroon, have already secured their qualification for the Moroccan tournament. Details with Pewiju.
It was a gloomy Friday for the Black Stars of Ghana in Luanda, Angola, as the hopes of their 25th AFCON participation were sent down the drain by the Palanca Negras of Angola. Ghana opened score at the 18th minute through Leicester City forward Jordan Ayew, a goal that raised high anticipation, but the Angolan 64th minute equalizer sent cold down the spines of the Black Stars and their fans, as the Moroccan campaign has ended as a dream. Ghana scored just 2 goals in 5 matches, recording 3 points. Otto Addo's team began their campaign with a 0-1 home defeat by Angola before 2 draws, 1-1 against Niger and 0-0 against Sudan, and a 2-0 defeat to Sudan in match day 4. The Black Stars of Ghana have won the AFCON 4 times, the last in 1982. Ghana were runners-up in the tournament in 2015 as they lost to Cote d'Ivoire, reached the semi-finals in 2017 and lost to Cameroon, but have failed to go past the round of 16 in the last 3 editions. As Ghana bows out of the race to Morocco, 19 countries have already sailed through to the land of the Atlas Lions. From North Africa, we have host Morocco, 7-time champions Egypt, 1-time winner Algeria and Tunisia, while Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, Zambia, Mali and Burkina Faso have also qualified from West Africa. Debutants Uganda joined Comoros from East Africa. South Africa and Zimbabwe are ready from South Africa, while Equatorial Guinea, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Angola, and 5-time cup winners Cameroon have already booked their qualification ticket from Central Africa. The 35th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations will run from Sunday, December 21, 2025, to Sunday, January 18, 2026, in Morocco.
Pewejo reporting. In local football, the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT, has announced that the new football season in both the men's and women's categories will begin in the coming weeks. They also disclosed that a new league for the under-17 category will also start this season. The information was made public by the president of FECAFOOT, Samuel Itofis, after the Ordinary General Assembly of the Federation, which took place in Bankomo, outskirts of Yaoundé, over the weekend. Harrison Ashutiko has the resolutions in this report.
After more than 5 hours of deliberation, the Cameroon Football Federation General Assembly announced the start of the 2024-2025 season of the Elite 1 and 2 championships in the weeks ahead. They also disclosed the start of the Under-17 Football League across the country. SNAFOC's accreditation has been withdrawn by the FA, replacing them with the National Association of Cameroon Footballers. The Assembly also authorized the Executive Bureau to work in collaboration with the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education to revise the 2015 convention with the said ministry. This will be guided by the recommendation of FIFA. Decisions taken in the executive meeting this Friday, like the appointment of the new Secretary General Mandung Isak to replace Blessed Junang, and the appointment of the President of PWD of Bamenda, Pascal Abunde, and Pierre Batamak of Avion Academy into the Feka Food Executive were approved by the General Assembly. The President of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee, Kalkaba Mabum, applauds the serenity in which the dialogue took place.
The understanding among stakeholders is going on very smoothly. It's a reality now.
Victorine Fomum is a member of the General Assembly.
Most of the decisions taken by the Executive Committee have been approved by the General Assembly.
The Ordinary General Assembly of the Cameroon Football Federation rounded up at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo with all the 53 delegates, as well as other stakeholders involved in the deliberations, satisfied.
Lekki Effi are the winners of the first ever Women's Football Super Cup after beating their rivals FC Bolova 2-1 over the weekend at the Ngwaekele Stadium. Tiwa Melon scored a brace for Lekki Effi, while Elian Emi Bibut scored the lone goal for FC Bolova. The match was watched by hundreds of football fans. Lekki Effi, who won the Cup of Cameroon, lifted the Super Cup from the hands of the president of the Professional Women's Football League, who also serves as the first vice president of Fekafoot Selinico. The players dedicated the cup to their late president, Kwa Luke, as emphasized by one of the players, Melvis Chifo Tanto.
I'm so happy because we played in the honor of our president, and we are happy because we made it. We've been through ups and downs, and we are back. We really thank God because it has been God from the beginning until now. It's God.
FC Bolova has been a turn on your flesh this season. How do you feel ending the season smiling?
They have been more than a turn because they have been biting and biting, but we had to chew them raw.
What's the message for the upcoming season?
We are coming stronger and stronger with hard work.
What made a difference today for Lekki?
Football, football! Because we play better game and we play on the ground. We have the best instructors. We have our coach now, we have Elias, so we have a coaching crew that is full of experience. So we play on strategy. So we had a strategy that we put in place, and that strategy was a victory to us.
For their part, FC Bolova has promised to bounce back. Jean Kweso is the captain of Bolova.
Very disappointed and sad because we prepared the match, but unfortunately our opponent were very strong and we committed some errors that they corrected.
This season you guys have been on Lekki's case. You are the only club that won them in the league. Now they have replied. It's a good season for you guys.
A very good season because this match helps us to prepare for the championship, which is to come soon, and the Champions League that we are preparing also.
How do you find Lekki?
They had a very good team and very engaged. They had this willingness to win, so they did it.
Now we are going into a new season, and is this a call for you guys to watch out that Lekki will actually give you guys a run for your money?
There's no problem because this match will help us to prepare for the championship. So we saw how they're playing, and we are going to modify all what we did as errors so that this championship will be better.
Away from football, the first national volleyball championship in Yaoundé enters its third day today at the Fandena Gymnasium. Port Autonome, Little Volleyball and FAB have won the first two matches already. Outside the country, world number one tennis player Yannick Sinner becomes the first Italian to win the ATP Finals title yesterday, earning a commanding straight set victory over American Taylor Fritz in Turin. Sinner defeated Fritz, who occupies the fifth position in the world rankings, 6-4, 6-4 in the ATP final. And that was the sports news package put together for today and presented by Kelly Eben.